Intro music fades in. Tim Holland. Hey there, and welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers, the podcast where we dive into how jewelers like you can grow revenue, protect your margins, create unforgettable brands, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today I want to talk about a question I get all the time. Should you hire a marketing consultant, a full-service agency, a freelancer, or a dedicated growth partner? What's the right fit for your jewelry store's current stage of business? It's one of the biggest decisions you'll make this year. And getting it right can unlock growth you didn't think was possible. But getting it wrong? Well, that can cost you tens of thousands of dollars and even worse, precious time your competitors won't wait to capitalize on. So let's break down these four options and figure out what works best for you. First up, freelancers. These are solo specialists who handle one or two specific marketing tasks, maybe Facebook ads, Instagram posts, or email newsletters. They're typically affordable, starting around $500 to $2,000 a month per channel. If you're a smaller store making under $500K a year, and you just need help getting your social presence off the ground, a freelancer can be a good place to start. But here's the catch. Freelancers are great at execution, not strategy. They don't coordinate with each other, so you end up playing marketing director, juggling multiple specialists while running your business. It can get messy fast. Next, we have marketing consultants, OT. These folks provide strategic advice. They audit your current efforts, build a plan, and tell you what to do next. Consulting can cost between $2,000 and $5,000 a month for ongoing advice, or $5,000 to $15,000 for a one-time strategic plan. Consultants are perfect if you already have a team or partners to execute, but need a clear roadmap. But remember, strategy without execution is just a paperweight. You need someone to actually run the campaigns and get results, not just tell you what should happen. Third, there's the full-service agency. Agencies handle execution across multiple channels: Google Ads, social media, SEO, email marketing, sometimes even your website. They usually charge $3,000 to $8,000 a month plus ad spend. If you want to be hands-off and find an agency that truly understands jewelry retail, this could work. But here's the reality. Most agencies are generalists, juggling too many clients. They focus on vanity metrics like impressions and clicks, not revenue. And often they lack the strategic leadership to tie everything together. You get execution, but not the direction you really need. Finally, the model I believe delivers the best ROI for jewelers doing $1 million or more in revenue: the fractional CMO, or dedicated growth partner. This is the hybrid approach that combines strategy and execution. Think of it as your outsourced marketing department. You have someone who leads the strategy, manages campaigns, coordinates creative, tracks results, and adjusts course all in one relationship. It costs more upfront, typically $5,000 to $15,000 a month, but you get executive level marketing leadership without the full-time salary and benefits. No more managing freelancers or wondering if your agency is paying attention. You get a team fully embedded in your business, driving real growth. So how do you decide which model fits your store? Here's a simple framework. If you don't know what to do, start with strategy. A consultant or fractional CMO can build your roadmap. If you know what to do but can't get it done, you need execution. An agency or growth partner will make it happen. And if you don't know what to do and can't get it done, that's where the fractional CMO chotch growth partner shines, because you get both in one. Most independent jewelers I talk to fall into that last bucket. You're experts at jewelry, sourcing, designing, selling, but marketing is a different beast. It's evolving fast, with SEO updates, shifting ad platforms, and social media trends. You need a partner who knows this industry inside and out. And that brings me to a few non-negotiables you should look for, no matter which model you choose. 1. Industry specialization. Jewelry retail is unique, from customer psychology to seasonality to lifetime value. Your marketing partner has to get that from day one. 2. Revenue accountability. They should prove how their work translates into actual sales, not just clicks or likes. 3. Full funnel thinking. Marketing isn't just about getting visitors to your website. It's about turning them into paying customers, repeat buyers, and brand advocates. 4, transparent reporting. Expect clear, jargon-free updates that connect marketing activities to your business outcomes. 5, a proven track record with jewelers. Ask for case studies, talk to other jewelers, and look at real results. Here's the hard truth. Picking the wrong partner costs you more than money. It costs you time. Every month you spend stuck with an ill-fitting agency or freelancer is a month your competitors are building their marketing engine, gaining new customers, and locking down market share. So, to wrap it up with some honest advice, under $500K in revenue, start small with a freelancer or two and build your foundation, Google business profile, solid social media, and a clean website. Between $500K and $1.5 million, consider a marketing consultant for strategy and a small team or agency for execution, but be realistic about managing it all. Above $1.5 million and ready to grow, a dedicated growth partner or fractional CMO is your best bet to accelerate growth and protect your investment. Over $5 million, you might combine a growth partner for strategy and digital campaigns with an in-house team for daily tasks. If you're ready to explore what a dedicated growth partnership looks like for your store, no pressure, no sales pitch, just an honest conversation about where you are and where you want to go, I'd love to hear from you. Head over to deepearthmkt.com to learn more and schedule a free strategy session. Thanks for tuning in to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland. Until next time, keep shining bright and growing smart. Outro music fades out.